Again, we will call your attention to the book of Judges out of the 6th chapter. And I will pick up reading where Minister Davis left off at verse 7. And I'll read verse 7 through 10 for your consideration this morning. The book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 7, the Bible reads, "And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice." A supporting scripture from Jeremiah 17. 21 through 23, the Bible reads, "Thus said the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth the burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day. Neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they may not hear nor receive instruction. God said, Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice." From those scriptures this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought, out of all God's done, we still won't obey his voice. Out of all God has done, we still won't obey his voice. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that he has allowed us another chance to come. God had looked beyond our faults and saw a need to even touch our very hearts this morning. And for that, I tell the Lord, thank you this morning. We began to think this morning, out of all God's done, I wonder why we still won't obey his voice. We got to understand that it's not about us anymore. It's not about what we can do. It's about what God is doing through us. Because anything that we are doing by the strength and the power of the Almighty God. It is God who has assembled us, who has allowed us to assemble ourselves together in praise and in worship, because we believe and know that God is good. You got to know that God is good. You can't just go because it sounds good or because somebody you love said that God is good. Mama said God is good, so I think God is good. Grandma said God is good, so God is good. I heard the preacher say God is good, so God is good. But do you know God to be good for yourself? What mom and them said and what somebody else said is one thing, but when you know that you know for yourself, then you know that God is good. And he's so good that he never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And it's by his grace and mercy that we have made it through another week's journey. Despite what you think or what you want, it is what it is. There are a lot of things that you would like to change that you are not able to change. And there are some things that you could change, but you don't take the mind or have faith enough in God to sort of step out of your comfort zone to make those changes. Changes are very important to your spiritual growth. Changes are important even in your everyday life. Things change. Everything just don't stay the same. If everything stayed the same, life would be so boring. Life would come to a place where we wouldn't care whether we got up or not. But how many of you are glad God let you get up this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even though throughout last week's journey, we didn't do everything right. But how many of you are glad God gave you another chance? Glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says every day is a day of thanksgiving. So I thank God what he did for me yesterday, but yesterday is gone. But early this morning, the Lord woke me up again. And this is the day that God has made. And the Bible says that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now somebody might say, I don't have anything to rejoice about because I'm going through hell. I'm broke as a skunk and I don't know where I'm going. But do you know that the blood is still running warm in your veins? We got to stop counting our blessings by our material things and by where we feel like we are in life. We got to stop counting our blessings because of what people think about you and know that God is your leader and your guide. There's nobody that you know that can save your sin sick soul. There's nobody that you know, no matter how many times they told you that they love you, I don't believe you know anybody that'll die for you this morning. You know anybody that'll take your pain on themselves and tell you, no, Kathy, I don't want you to suffer today. I want the Lord to put all your pain on me. We got a whole lot of folks. Me and Kathy been friends for a long time, but I can't honestly tell Kathy, I'm going to say, Kathy, I want all your pains on me. You better be careful what comes out your mouth. A lot of times you ask folk that if you need me, call me. If there's anything I can do, I'm willing to do it, but it got to be more than just mere words. Because they might just put you to the test. When we look around in our community, we find that the death train is running rapid. Sickness on every hand. And most people that you talk to, if it's not one thing, it's another. Times are hard and people are struggling. But no matter what, I tell you this morning, don't lose your hope. Keep faith that God will take care of you. Keep faith that you serve a loving and a forgiving and a compassionate God, that even when we stray and fall short and dig a hole for ourselves, he still has a plan. You see, God has a plan in store for your life. There's some things that God has already predestined to happen in your life. There's some things that you might not like, but God has allowed those things to happen in your life. I can't tell you the reason why, but I also could say to you this morning that I know that it got your attention. It made you begin to open up your mind. It made you to open up your heart. It made you strive to get closer to God. There are times in your life when you got to take a self-examination and stop looking around at your neighbors and say, Lord, when I look at myself, what is it that I need to do to better myself? What is it that I need to do that I can feel a closer walk with the Lord? You can't get close to God when you are somewhere all crazy in the mind. You got to let God have your soul, body, and your mind. We got to understand this morning that when you are at your worst point, when you are at that point, and sometimes we say that I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Sometimes we'll say that God will step in on time. I know him to be an on time God, but I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here that just didn't hear the words, but you know from experience that he is an on time God? You have had an opportunity to see God step in your life. You have seen times when it seemed like you just wasn't going to make it, but God stepped in and made everything all right. But you got to know that for yourself. Several weeks ago, I was preaching and I said a statement that whenever it seemed like you're getting things together and you get your head up above water, that the bottom will fall out. But I failed to also let you know that when the bottom falls out, God always steps in and he injects a cushion there that'll catch you. See, that's what I love about my God, is that even though the bottom falls out sometimes, I don't have to worry about being hurt. I don't have to worry about being injured because God has applied a cushion under there. And when I'm in the cushion of God, I know everything gonna be all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. I look at this thing and the way I look at it, the Bible said that if we are in God's hand, that no man is able to pluck us out. So God is my cushion this morning. So when I find myself sneaking through the hole and about to fall through, God is my cushion and he lift me back up. Say, hold on, hold you got to know God to be an all right God. A God that'll come when you think that nobody else can, God can step in. I'm reminded of a young lady that sang that song, Charles, sometimes, that he'll step in on time. And I like that because I know that there have been times in my life, if it had not been for the Lord. Glory. If it had not been for God, where would any of us be this morning? There are some of us in here that can say, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. But if it had not been for God, you can make such a statement. There's somebody that's saying, I'm not there yet, but I'm trying to get there. Well, I come to let you know you're just as close as anybody else. Because those of us that think that we've already arrived, we're going to be sadly mistaken when God says, depart from me. I know you're not, because you choose to serve me when you want to serve me. You choose to come to church when you want to come to church. Don't let nobody get between you and your God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad this morning to know that the Lord is on my side. When I look in the Word of God, I found that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. All we got to do is trust in Him and walk by faith, and most importantly, learn how to obey His word. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Love ye also one another. Do we obey? Jesus said. Now, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Here in the New Testament, Jesus realized that we need a little more. And because of his love for us, he wants us to know what it is to share that same kind of unconditional love that he has for us. So that's why he said, love ye one another. And the way that you love them is the same way that he loves you. But we find this morning that we still won't obey his voice. When we read about the children of Israel in the Old Testament days, don't you find it shocking how it often describes the people of today? God blesses us and delivers us and gives us prosperity, and then we get too busy for God. We start to disobey God and we start to do things our own way because we feel somewhere that we have already arrived. But I want you to know that you have not arrived. You might be doing better than some, but you're not doing as good as some others. That there might be some that you can look down on, but there's somebody that is in a position where they can look down on you. But now, when we began to think about just how good God has been to us, and if you know that God has been good to you, David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? We could say the same thing this morning. What are we willing to give back to God for all that God has given to us? Think about all of the blessings. And every time you turn around, we are asking God for something. We always got a hand out. We always want God to do something for us. And sometimes we'll make God false promises. We'll say, child, Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. But don't you know that God don't need you to do it? He got somebody else that'll do it if you don't want to do it. You cannot bargain with God. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? We got to understand that everything we got, it's by and because of God. I thank God because he has done so much for us. And when you begin to think about what the Lord has done for you, I think of Sister Wilma back here that sing, if the Lord never does anything else, he's already done enough. Those are some strong words. If you enjoy that song, if you understand the meaning of those words where the word of God or where the song said that if the Lord never does anything else. Think about it. I don't care how old you is or how blessed you are. If God decided right now at this point, I'm never ever going to bless you again. Instead of getting mad, instead of being upset, we ought to say, well, Lord, I thank you for what you already done. That's what I'm saying this morning. Thank God for what he's already done. Now, we have a problem thanking God sometimes. Reason being is God teaches us in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This verse is God's requirement for national blessings, and those that believe have to forsake their own sins and turn from a self-centered life to one that will yield to God's word and God's will for your life. That is one of our main problems today, is that we are too stubborn to humble ourselves. We are too hard-headed. Our ears are closed, that our necks have gotten stiff, and we refuse to receive instruction. Let us look here at the words from the prophet Jeremiah as he gives us a message concerning even the Sabbath day. The Bible said, thus said the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Say unto them, hear ye the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth the burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. You got to understand that where we are, go back to our ancestors. We sort of are like the offspring. We do what our fathers and mothers did. We got to understand when they say an apple don't fall that far from a tree. Sometimes it's true. We find ourselves doing some of the same things, acting some of the same ways that our ancestors acted, but there's somewhere where we got to break the chain. There's somewhere we got to understand that if they got punished for disobedience, then I got to have a mind to do what God tell me to do. But the Bible says, but they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they may not hear nor receive instruction. That sound like any of you? Anybody in here ever get a mind that you don't want to hear what nobody else got to say? Oh, hallelujah. I should have heard a lot of amens. Anybody in here don't like to be given instructions? You know how you want to do it your way, and if you can't do it your way, you're not going to do it anyway. Oh, we got some of them. I know we got some of them, because I see you when you sit down. I see you when you get wind in your jaw. I see you when you look at me out the right side of your eye, but it don't bother me. We're in a time where you can't pussyfoot with folk. You got to say what you mean what you say. We're living in a time when you just can't do things any kind of way. You got to trust God. The Bible said they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff. We got any stiff-necked folk in here? Who are stiff-necked folk? Stiff-necked folk are those that don't want to obey God's word. Stiff-necked folk are those folk that say, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what they say. We got any of them in here? Amen. Yes, we do. But when we began to think about how good God has been to us, out of all that God's done, I wonder why we still won't obey God's voice.
Too many times we want to do our own thing. And just like when Jeremiah was talking to the people of God, the people rebelled against God and his word. For the Bible say, but they obeyed not his word. And don't you know that we are some of those same kind of folk that just won't obey what God tells us to do. When you began to think about how good the Lord has been to you this morning, I wonder why it is that you don't want to do what God would have you to do. When we go to our text this morning, we find that God realized that the people of God, the Israelites, had did what they always do. One day they love God, the next day they fall down on God. God had told them that I don't want you to have any other gods before me, but they began to do what the folk that they were hanging with did. See, you gotta be careful sometime of the company that you keep. Cause if you keep the wrong company too long, you might find yourself doing what they are doing. And that's what got the Israelites in trouble. Out of all the blessings that God had bestowed upon them, they still found themselves in trouble. They found themselves always doing this thing or that thing, but not ever doing it just the way God said do it. So the Bible found that we find in the Bible where they realized that God had gotten tired. When God gets tired of you, he's going to do just what he needs to do. When the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God will do just what he said he's going to do. Father God, look down at the children of Israel and realized that they still messed all up. He reminded them of all that he had done for them. For the Bible said it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. What had happened is they had been disobedient to God. And because of their disobedience, they were in bondage for 7 long years. They found out that good as God had been to them, they still couldn't find their way out of trouble. They couldn't find their way out of bondage. But the problem was they couldn't see themselves in their problem. A lot of us are just like that this morning. We always want to point the finger at somebody else. It's not my fault that I'm down and out, but it's my mama's fault. It's not my fault that I don't have a job. It's the white man's fault. But you better stop putting it on the white man. You better stop putting it on mama name. And you better accept your own responsibility. When you dig a hole for yourself and you cannot get out, you got to trust the power of God and know that God will make a way out of no way. That's why God allowed the children of Israel to be caught by the Midianites. They realized that I'm lost now and I just don't know what to do. But God said, I got to send me a leader and tell my people that I got deliverance for you. I know that you did wrong in your life. I know that every time I lift you up, you still go out and do what you want to do. But you are the children that are promised and of covenant. I made a promise with Abraham, the father of faith. And I'm going to hold on to what I said I'm going to do. The Bible said in the 7th verse, and the Lord came unto the Midianites. Then the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel that said unto them, said, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt. I brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. I delivered you out of the hand of all those that oppressed you. I drove everybody out of the land and gave you the land. I got to remind you of what I've already done for you. When you were down and out and was a slave in Egypt land, I made a way out of no way. When the enemy got on your track and thought that they had you, and you were backed up against the Red Sea, I stretched out Moses' rod and opened up the gate. And when the gate opened up, the waters opened up, and you were able to walk across on dry ground. I let you over cross, and then when you got over on the other side, you did all right for a little while, but then you went back to your own way. I come to tell somebody this morning that God sees everything that we do. God wants you to know this morning that out of all that he done for you, why won't you obey his voice? Somebody got to say yes to the Lord. Somebody got to say, for the Lord I live. And for God, I'll die. I come to tell somebody that God will be on your side. When I look here at the word of God, out of all that the Lord has done, has God done anything for anybody this morning? You ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If God has done anything for you, you ought to have a mind this morning to serve God with all that you have. I stop by to tell somebody that if you trust the power of God, if you obey his voice, blessings will come. I heard that when difficult time come and situations and hard time come, don't give up or throw up your hand, but throw your hands up in praise. Tell the Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that you've done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord has done for me, my soul cries out. My soul cries out. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for how he saved me. I thank God for how he looked beyond my fault. And so I need to bless my soul. I thank God when I was down in the wilderness, how the Lord our God, who sits high and looks low, reached his merciful hand down, scooped us up out the dirt, turned us around, placed our feet on a solid ground. And I want to tell the Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. But out of all that God has done, we still got some folk that don't want to obey his word. God said obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Some of us think that because we made a way and pressed our way, that we're going to be overly blessed for it. I'm not saying you're not going to be blessed. But all you're doing is being obedient. If God woke you up, started you on another day's journey, why can't you come to his house and tell him thank you? What God was telling the people of Israel, he sent them a message through the prophet. The Bible said that, you know how we get caught up in the who bring the message? It didn't give a name. Just a prophet. So don't get caught up in the messenger, but catch the message. The message came from the prophet. The call to Gideon, hallelujah, came from the angel of God. The angel realized that Gideon is going to have to lead at a crucial time. Times like these, when people are without jobs, when the devil is on the rampage, and when it seems like everywhere you go, there's trouble and there's doors closed in your face. But what the Lord wanted Gideon to know through the angel is that I reminded the children of Israel of all the blessings that I bestowed upon them. And yet they disobeyed my voice. But because I am God the Father, I still have a plan so that everything will work out in their favor. Isn't it good that we belong to a compassionate, merciful God? The children of Israel was where they was out of their own doing. Some of us, we are where we are because of our own irresponsibilities, our own shortcomings, our own faults, our own bad decisions. But we serve a merciful God that not only was he merciful to the Israelites, but he still has that same mercy today. And what God says to us this morning is that out of all that I've done for you, I loved you so much that I even allowed my son to die for you. So all you got to do is trust me. All you got to do is believe in me. Love ye one another. I didn't tell you to be good. I told you to be faithful. If you are faithful to him, then you will be faithful to whatever he's applied to your hands. And I said it like that to keep from saying that if you're a member of the church or you're a part of an auxiliary, that you ought to be faithful to that. But no, be faithful to God first. And if you are faithful to God, your faithfulness to him will make you be where you're supposed to be. And if you are so holy and sanctified that you are better than everybody else, that you can go and sit down when you get ready to sit down because of whatever the reason, you are not being faithful to the cause of Christ. You're not helping the church. You're not helping yourself. And if you think you're hurting the church, let me tell you something. God got somebody else in the woodworks that were waiting on you to get out the way so that they could step in and get in God's way. So if you one of those that just taking up space and you in the way, get out the way and let somebody come forth that want to serve God this morning. Out of all God has done for you, have a mind this morning to obey his voice.